Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Just as Apostle Paul was financially supported by the loyal and generous Philippian church, your partnership in the gospel has brought Southwest Radio and Watchmen on the Wall through wars around the world, the Great Depression, 9/11, and the upheavals of recent years around the globe. We're now in one of the toughest financial seasons this ministry has seen, and your support, your regular support, is needed now more than ever. Would you commit to supporting Southwest Radio monthly? Becoming a faithful friend with a monthly gift will allow us to budget for operational costs and new projects as the Lord leads the staff here, just as you do at home. You can begin giving monthly by simply visiting our website, swrc.com, or call 1-800-652-1144. Will you stand with us every month? Please begin your monthly giving today, 1-800-652-1144. Right now, we are in one of the toughest financial seasons that this ministry has seen. And your support, your regular support, is needed right now. With the details and an inside look at what is happening here at Southwest Radio Ministries, here is Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill and Greg Patton.
God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. This is the Watchman on the Wall broadcast from SWRC, SWRC.com, in fact. And you can go there and find out what is new and what has been found out that we can put on that website to help you. It's right there at SWRC.com. Our guest today is a fella that is not without friends. This guy's got friends all over the world. His name is Greg Patton. Greg Patton has his own radio program that's heard on some fine radio stations. He's also heard on this broadcast, and he's been at a lot of conferences. My goodness, Greg, welcome.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, it's good to be here with you as well. You have been my friend for what now? How many thousands of years?
Come on now. 4 decades at least, right?
Yeah, at least. It's been 40 plus years. We had different roles in those days, and I don't mean different kind of croissants or anything. I mean just different roles. You, I met while you were building a radio station, getting it started in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and that's where I had served as a manager of a Christian radio station there before I took another job and was going forward in that regard. And I got to meet you and got to talk with you. And then all of a sudden, you weren't at that station anymore. You were an evangelist. And that kept you on the road for a while, didn't it?
Absolutely. 10 years we were in evangelism. Traveled all over the country, overseas. Spent, 8 weeks in Puerto Rico, going from coast to coast there preaching. And yeah, that was an exciting time. And then the family got a bit older and the kids, and they didn't like that vagabond lifestyle. They traveled all over the country with me. My wife, kids, sometimes a tutor went along because we homeschooled the kids. But yeah, they wanted to settle down. So I thought, okay, I either go out there and do this thing on my own. I really prayed about that. And God permitted us then 37 years ago to start a church that we still pastor to this day. It's had some name changes, went from Prayer Baptist to Skyline Community to currently, The Cross seems to be the most effective title we've ever had for a church, and God's still blessing, still working, and we're still pastoring all these years later.
Wow. I tell you, it has been fantastic getting to know you and what you do and who you are and your family. You've got one of the sweetest wives that I've ever met besides mine.
Amen.
You have been in a number of conference settings before you got involved with Southwest Radio Church Ministries. And of course, we had been wanting you to get involved for years, and then I became president of the organization, and you were one of many that we invited to come and be a part of what we do.
That was thrilling. I mean, it really was. Even having meeting, sitting down and talking with you, talking with Matthew about the possibilities of the future. What, it was 4 years ago, I think, today, that I was preaching my first time for Southwest out in Denver, Colorado. That was quite a treat. I thought, my goodness, here we had never been to Denver like that before in that setting. And yeah, it was a thrill. And that's where it all began. And we've been busy with Southwest ever since. I've been excited to be associated with Southwest. And certainly, as you already shared, our friendship goes back a long way. And you get a soul tie. There's few relationships that you have like you and I have. They say that if a person does this thing right, you're considered successful in this old walk if you have five people that come to your funeral that you can really call friends. Five. I would like to think again, if I go, Ken, that you'll be there. You'll be one of those five.
So, I hope will. I plan on it.
Amen, brother. Amen.
But if that's the case and you go before I do, you just wait on me. I'll be there.
I know you will.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because of the blood of Christ having been shed Amen. On the cross for my sin and for your sin and for that person who's listening now who's never come to faith in Christ, never placed that blood upon your sins and erased them forever. You need to do that today. Right, Greg?
Absolutely. And one thing that I've thought about many times when I do my daily radio show, Hello World, anytime I get an opportunity to speak on Southwest like we are today, I'm surprised that there's a high percentage of people that listen to Christian radio and programs just like this that have never trusted Christ as Savior. So I want to make sure, and you're already there, that we get the word out. How do we do that? How do I get saved? How do I go to heaven when I die? And you've touched on it, brother, in a special way, asking God to forgive you of your sins and inviting Jesus Christ into your life. For me, it was December 31st, 1973. Oh, the greatest day. Been over 5 decades now. And I'm so excited today as if it happened yesterday. More so, as a matter of fact. With each passing day, it just gets better with Almighty God. So we would encourage any listeners out there today who's never made that decision to do it today.
Indeed, you can call us at 1-800-652-1144. And we have folks who are willing to and waiting to pray with you and to show you how you can be saved. It's a wonderful life. I don't know how I would have made it through a number of things without Jesus at my side and living within me. And it's amazing. I don't get out as much as I did as far as travel. I have been limited in some ways, and I miss that travel quotient. And I know that there's a fantastic trip coming up in November for those who sign up for it. It's a travel to the Holy Land, and you're going to be going to Israel. And you will have a wonderful time while on that trip. Just simply call us at 1-800-652-1144, and we'll tell you all about the trip and what the particulars are. Or you can go on swrc.com and find the information there. Travel to the Holy Land is something that I would recommend for everybody.
If I can jump in there, Ken, one of the things I think is very special is you have two pros that are going to host this thing and go, and that is Larry Spargimino. He is one giant of the faith. I love that guy. He and I enjoy getting with him every time. There's something special. Yeah, I know he appreciates so much our ministry, always has, in the early days when I was first on WHCB there in Tennessee, and he was still a part of things down there. Yeah, we just got along very well, but I so admire him and so appreciate him. And of course, he's our senior saint serving at Southwest. And then on the other end, you got that kid, I tease him, Josh Davis, who's staff evangelist. I've been so thrilled with that guy from the first time I met him and the possibility of him coming on board. they would get a winner with this young guy having been associate pastor with his dad over there in Antioch Baptist in Bristol. And sure enough, he was able to come on board, and he's done it. I've shared many times with Matthew, you got yourself something when you landed Josh. So you get both ends of the scale. You get the new guy in Josh Davis, and very knowledgeable in scripture, prophecy, and the Holy Land. And then you get certainly Larry Spargimino, the old saint that knows it. Yeah, if you were ever going to go, you go with these two guys, and you'll have something special to talk about in your life.
That's right.
We highly recommend.
Absolutely.
Yep, we highly recommend it.
Absolutely. I would encourage folks, if they don't know whether they should go or not, make it a matter of prayer.
Amen.
Spend some time with the Lord in prayer, asking Him, Father, do you want me to go and visit where your son trod?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go see what was going on even then? And some of it is like that's going on now. Those, what are they called, Bedouins that just move across. They go across borders. They don't pay much attention to the lines of mankind. They just keep wandering around down there. And it's amazing. I've spent some time in a Bedouin camp years ago when I was a youngster. I enjoyed it so much because I got to learn so much. We try to teach it in the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. I know you try to bring it to the forefront. I try to bring it to the fore. But it's not like being there. I would join with you in encouraging anyone that can go to go. And I think you'll have a great time. Larry Spargimino is anybody who's listened to us on Watchman on the Wall for very long. You know that Larry Spargimino is a dear friend of mine. He and I worked together and tried to make it the best we could make it when we were working together on Christian radio in the Tri-Cities of Tennessee and Virginia. We had a wonderful time doing that, and we now have a wonderful time doing what we do on SWRC's Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And on the various conferences, too. Tell me about what God is doing through Southwest with Greg Patton.
I've been excited in so many areas. The opportunities, again, to have a revival of a sort, akin to my own life, pastoring the church, doing the thing here in Fort Wayne for so long, and then have an opportunity, as we already shared 4 years ago, to begin things with Southwest. It was like a new beginning in many ways. At my age, I was just sharing with my church on Sunday, my graduating class was 40 students in Roanoke back in 1965. And of that entire group, 13 of them have passed from this world to the next, and several are in a nursing home. And I just thought, my goodness, I am thrilled to have the opportunity to pastor a church, do daily radio, to participate with Southwest, and to have a platform to travel all over the country as we've been able to do with Southwest and do the other things, the book writing. I could never write a book. Number one, didn't know how to do it, for sure. Number two, couldn't afford it. And right away, Matthew, again, in his excitement of wanting to get things going, he said, let's do a book or two. And we started with Living in Today's World, just some stories, 20 of them of our life. And that was a thrill to say, wow, there is my book. Small little thing, 80-some pages, but still, it was a book. And then he wanted me to pursue that thing on the spirit world that we've worked 40 years on. And so that was a long trek, as we've already talked about, you know, several years putting together the Invisible War and the Saints. But it has just revised so many things in my life. It really has. Southwest has been able to do that. And the people I've been able to meet. Of course, you and I have our association, Matthew and I nearly hired Matthew when he was a youngster to come to Fort Wayne and be a producer of my secular radio show I had here in Fort Wayne. Turns around, I'm working for him many years later. However, that was just like you, and you were pastoring here, Crestwood Baptist Church in Fort Wayne, and I'm doing radio, and that whole thing switches around, and now you're managing radio, and I'm out here pastoring. So it's interesting how God works. It really is. So Yeah, but overall, I mean, I talk about all the time. I talk about even on my Hello World show, which is local there out of Tennessee, Virginia. And I just talk about, again, Southwest, its people, its things. And it has just been very, very special, for me. The only thing that concerns me, and I think you and I need to talk about it, because you know a little something more than I do in that area. I have the privilege of being a trustee with Southwest, a board member. That was a thrill to be a part of all of that. But always, there's always a need for finances in radio.
Always,
and I don't think it's any different right now for Southwest. Mm-hmm. I think probably more than ever. And the competition, when I say competition, there's so many programs out there now and so many podcasts from people. Yeah, it used to be very, very small group. Now it's monstrous. And a little bit of money going here, there, and everywhere, it is tough. It is tough for us, our separate ministry here, Greg Patton Ministries. I know it's got to be tough for Southwest. And maybe you could address that a little bit, Ken.
Well, be happy to. In fact, a number of weeks ago, we ran out of money. Now, that happens a lot in ministry. But the money that we ran out of, we didn't have the money to pay our employees. And so that is the most drastic concern that you have very quickly when find out you don't have money to pay the people who have worked for you. We've got such a great team here, but in the midst of all that, there had to be some changes made. Well, we had to let some folks go. That always hurts the team. It always hurts the team. And so that had to happen. And we've got the balance back corrected, I guess, with the low amount of income that's been coming in and the cost of our employees' expenses. That's been worked on anyway. And I know it was tough on Matthew and all the leadership, including me as president of the board. It was rough on us because we had to pray the matter through first, and then we had to talk with the people that were leaving our service here, and we had to say goodbye to a number of folks, and we miss them greatly. We really do. But there was one week that we didn't have money for payroll, and I told Matthew, and I think he told everybody else, this is the time we go to prayer. We don't have the money. We've got to go to prayer. And we went to prayer, and at the last moment, in the last hour, enough of our helpers, our team members, they came through with special giving. And that special giving was not a lot of money from one person, but it was a number of people. It was a large handful of people, and they gave, and we had enough to make payroll, and we had $50 left over.
Wow.
And then there was a week following that one, we finally saw the money come in just at the right time. We had $7 left over. Now, that makes it rough. When you're praying, that's wonderful. And it's wonderful to exercise your faith, but it makes it tough on the people who are doing the work. It really does. But God, in His wisdom, took care of those. And I think He's going to continue, if it's by, week by week or what. But He's going to continue to work through this ministry in the rest of this year and beyond, we hope. That's where the giving of God's people comes in. We don't have to wait for a dangerous time of not having enough. We need to have folks who would give on a regular basis.
Amen. Amen. And that goes along, I think, with Proverbs chapter 3 there, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, and leaning not to your understanding, because I don't understand a lot of things many times in the ministry. You lean upon the Lord and let Him direct your path. He said that He would do that. there's tough times. There are people listening to the broadcast right now, maybe going through financial difficulties, as we are corporately here as a ministry, individuals do. And then the pain of other things coming into your life, from loss of a job or death in the family. We've experienced that. That's why I wanted to write my book on suffering, to see if I could be a help to people, because my goodness, we have been through it. And working in this area of the demonic, I think that there's been extra pressure on our life and ministry. I have lost a son that I love dearly at 43 years of age, tragically. I lost a grandson right here in my home, tragically. We've had one thing after another. I'll ask you, as an old timer in the faith, you're there, you're a little younger than me, but you're still considered an old timer. What do we do when those storm clouds come and it looks like there's really no answer and it looks like everything's going to be blown away? What does a Christian do, Ken?
Well, you can flee from the Lord or you can flee unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. You can have your arms stretched out and have the hug of heaven upon you. If you will do that, God will take care of you. He's promised Amen. Never to leave us nor forsake us. He's mm-hmm. promised that in our time of need, in our very moment and hour of need, He will be with us and He will take us through. And I know it's not easy, but it is true. God is waiting for you to ask Him to help you with your troubles, with your struggles. And when you do, then He brings to bear all of heaven, and they come Amen. To bless you and your heart in the time of trouble. And I know that that's hard for us to do, because I know it hits. But then we have to do it. It is a must. And you've found that true, haven't you?
Absolutely. I reflect often on the 46th Psalm, the very first verse in this part of our book. He's our refuge. God's our strength. He's a very present help at time of trouble. He is there for us, Ken. And of course, how exciting that is just to think about that. Trouble come today. Some of you listening on this broadcast surrounds you. The weight on your shoulder seems unbearable, maybe. Remember this, you are never, ever alone. God is not afar off. He's not unaware of your problems. He knows. He's your very present help. He loves you. But when you can't feel Him, He's holding you steady today. Yeah. And trouble doesn't mean that God is absent from your life. Never. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. It often means that He's drawing you closer. I've said this time and time again, through all of these troubles, and they have been some of them unbearable. And God uses that. You get closer to Him. Trials have a way of stripping away the distractions and drawing you closer to that one God who is unshakable in this life. He never does. He never wastes your pain ever. Mm. Every tear you've ever shed, every fear you've ever had, every moment of weakness, and we all are there or have been there, it's an invitation to lean on His everlasting arms. And the Bible says in Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, it won't consume you. You won't be burned. The flame shall not consume you. So no storm ever lasts forever. And in the storm, you're learning to walk by faith and not by sight. And oftentimes, I don't understand why, but I know that I can trust the one who is in control of everything. And with that comes great comfort. And something I tell audiences continually, my church almost every week, regardless of whatever's going on in your world today, maybe it's a great day, maybe it's a horrible day, the question that we should be asking is, God, in this thing, whatever it is, how can I best glorify You? For that's the reason we're here. So we pray somebody gets some encouragement out of that, brother.
Amen. Amen. We certainly do. We want you, dear friend, to remember that we love you and that we are humanly as close as we can get to being with you at all times. But we also want you to know that God Himself has said He will be with you in all these times of trial.
Mm-hmm.
And He will Amen. Take care of you. And so we ask you to join with us here at SWRC, and that you might join with us in giving to the work of the ministry here, that we might be able to have the funds to continue in this ministry. It's important. You are needed on the front lines here at SWRC.com. I want to very quickly just ask the Lord to bless this day for each of our listeners and ourselves. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. A love that never fails, a love that's more than we can understand. We thank you for that. We thank you for allowing me to once again talk to my friend Greg. And we thank you for the work that's going on at SWRC.com. And we pray, Father, that you would give us your sweet Holy Spirit's presence in such a way that we would not think anything we shouldn't think. We would not do anything we shouldn't do, but we should lean upon your very arms, Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we thank you in the name that's above all names. As we've asked you to help us, we've asked you to bless us, we ask you to give us the needed funds to operate here, and we ask you, Father, to bless the work that's being done at SWRC.com. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Friends, Southwest Radio Ministries need your prayers and financial partnership right now. The need is urgent. Your support is critical to sustaining us through some of the lowest months we've experienced in years. We've trimmed our budget, reduced expenses. Any further cuts will significantly reduce the ministry that we carry out every day. That's why we're coming to you right now. You've partnered with us in prayer and ministry in the past, and we need our faithful friends to stand with us right now. Please give today. Call 1-800-652-1144. You can also give your gift at our website, swrc.com. Friend, we need to hear from you today. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will count down the top stories that you need to know about, the latest headlines from the end times. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. To learn more about how you can stand with us and have an impact for eternity, visit our website, swrc.com.